Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
The National Toy Hall of Fame, which, by the way, is located in Rochester, New York. If you ever travel, you can actually visit the Toy Hall of Fame. They've announced their 12 finalists for induction this year. And they include Clue, the game Clue. It was in the library. Mrs. Peacock with a candlestick. Anyway, Clue is on there. Also, the Magic 8-Ball is up for nomination to the Toy Hall of Fame. I wonder if the Pentagon uses Magic 8-Ball ever. Should we bomb North Korea? Ask again later. Okay, very good. I like that. So Magic 8-Ball is up for... Matchbox cars. Always loved Matchbox cars. Those are also being considered. By the way, only two or three of these will make it. Of the dozen, only two or three, they say, will make the Toy Hall of Fame. My Little Pony. Raise your hand if you loved My Little Pony when you were little. That's up there. Paper Airplane. Now, a lot of these nominees each year are odd things. Paper Airplane is one of them. I mean, I understand it's creative and everything, but, I mean, Leonardo da Vinci was talking about making flying machines as early as the 15th century. So, you know, but there you go. Paper Airplane is up for grabs. Pez. Oh, always loved Pez. I'd love to see Pez make it in as a member of the Toy Hall of Fame. Although, technically, is it a toy? It's more of a food dispensing thing. I don't know. A candy dispenser, but they're considering it a toy, I guess. Pez. Give me food for my neck, you know? I had a Popeye Pez. I always liked that one. Play Food. You ever seen the little plastic cheeses and lettuce and sausages? And did you ever play with Play Food? Of course, when you're little, a lot of food just becomes play food. It doesn't really matter. Wiffle ball. Oh, I can't tell you how many hours of my youth I spent with a wiffle ball. Is it just wiffle ball? It's got to be wiffle bat, too, right? It's got to be the set. I mean, wiffle ball isn't a whole lot of good without the wiffle bat. The game Risk. Also up for nomination to the Toy Hall of Fame. You know the original name for Risk? It was based on a French game, Le Coquet du Monde. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but it's Conquest of the World. That's what that translates to, but I guess Risk just sounds more fun. Sand. Sand is up for induction into the Toy Hall of Fame. Okay, when I first saw this, I go, sand? Really? And then I thought, okay, well, maybe they mean like the colored sand, you know, where you can make designs with it. No. Just regular old sand. Scooping, raking in its dry form, molding, shaping, building, whatever. Okay, sand. A beach is full of it. Transformers, more than meets the eye, long before the movie. That's up for nomination. And the card game Uno. Spent hours entertained by Uno. Those are the toys up for nomination in the Toy Hall of Fame. November 9th, they will announce the two or three winners. Sand. I'm still scratching my head. Really? Sand is being considered as a toy? The only people who are going to be happy about that are Saudi Arabia. I think, finally, brothers, we are recognized.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.